Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Abounding Ability. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Phyllis and I have done this more than once now in our 30 plus years of ministry. We left our home, our little stuff in Mississippi. I know it don't sound like a whole lot now, but it was everything we had. And then we built and believed God for decades in Tulsa, and the Lord dealt with us, turn loose and go here. And it's like starting over. And there are parts of you that wants to, and in fact, when the Lord's dealing with us to leave Tulsa and go to Branson, and at that time I didn't know we're starting to work, but I just knew that the resources weren't there that we had where we were, and I didn't know anybody, and basically we're starting over in some ways. And I remember I had went a few days, and it was, I'm thinking about it, and I'm not just rejoicing and shouting. I'm looking at this. We had finally, after 20 years, we had got the kind of house we wanted. And Phyllis had just got through remodeling her kitchen. She had always wanted a kitchen with all the stainless stuff and all that stuff. Somebody walked up to her and handed her an envelope with money to remodel her kitchen with. Just got done with it. So now we're going to leave. We had just got our hangar on the airport. I was 10 minutes from it. In less than an hour, I could be in the air headed somewhere for a meeting. But during that time, I remember I was shaving one morning, getting ready to go, and I'm pondering these things, and the Lord spoke to me. I don't mean I heard a voice, but inside me, like He will to any believer if you'll listen to Him. He said, Keith, do you believe I'm able to do better for you than this? And I hadn't clarified it, but when He said that to me, I saw it. I'm hesitating to turn loose what we've got. And to go to what? To go to where? You don't know. Hadn't seen it yet. And I laid my razor down. I said, yes, sir. I do. I'm sorry for entertaining anything else. I absolutely do believe. You've done it already. You've done it more than once. I do believe you're well able. Isn't that what our scripture says? Yes. Able to make all grace abound toward us. I didn't say all that. That's what the verse says. I'm convinced you're well able to do better for us than what we have here. When I said it immediately like this, He said, I'm going to give you the best of Branson.
Amen.
And He did. Yeah. I said He did. He did in every way. Oh, somebody say glory to God. But at every juncture, at every step and phase, you have to turn loose of the known and the familiar. And you got to be willing to endure and not be moved by what you see. And things don't just happen overnight now, do they?
No.
Everything doesn't just come to pass in a month or two or three or a year. And if you don't obey and trust God, it takes longer than it should.
Yeah.
The longer you drag your feet, the more stubborn you are, the more you won't listen. Instead of it taking 3 months, it can take 40 years. And in some cases, never happen. Not because it wasn't the will of God, but because folks wouldn't listen. There's no social promotion in God's things. You either pass the test or you don't. If you don't pass the test, guess what? You get to take it again. And if you flunk it for 10 years, guess what? You get to take it again. And again. And again. And that's where people get discouraged. And they go, God, what's the problem? You told me you had a land that flowed with milk and honey for me. It's still true. The problem's not with him. Selah.
Come on.
They said, I'm reading the Living Bible. Is it a small thing they mimicked? See, smart aleck. Anybody know what smart aleck is?
Yeah. Yeah.
That you brought us out of lovely Egypt. Oh, lovely Egypt. The land that flows with milk and honey. They're calling Egypt. Where they were treated like animals. They want to go back. Now, can you see this was happening from the time God got them out of there? You remember they built that golden calf and said, these are your gods and let's get somebody to lead us back. Always wanting to go back. Always wanting to go back. They're in the best shape they've ever been in right now. And I know it's dry and dusty and you're not seeing the milk and honey, but it's there. It's right over there. And all you got to do is pass some tests and you'll get there. But rather than do that, what'd they say? No, milk and honey is where we come from. If I could just get back to the good old days. Back when you made $1 an hour. Worked 14-hour days. Good old days. People are so romantic about stuff. Isn't it amazing how they're memories get twisted. How many believe the child of God that's following the Lord has absolutely no reason to look back? Be thankful for everything God did for you, but where is your best stuff? Where is your best days? It's in front of you. It's up ahead. Is it a small thing? They said, you brought us out of lovely Egypt to kill us here in this terrible wilderness. And now you want to make yourself our king. Verse 14, what's more, you haven't brought us into the wonderful country you promised, nor given us fields and vineyards. Who are you trying to fool? We refuse to come. This is how people talk before they die in the wilderness. Smart mouthed, disrespectful. They judged themselves unworthy of it, didn't they? Even though it was God's will all the time. The complete English version says it like this. CEV verse 12. Moses sent for Dathan and Abiram. But they sent back this message. We won't come. It's bad enough you took us from our rich farmland in Egypt. How about you didn't own any of it? And never would. To let us die here in the desert. Now you also want to boss us around. You keep promising us rich farmlands with fertile fields and vineyards, but where are they? We've been out here, dust, wilderness, manna. How many remember they despised the manna? We're sick of this manna. Never mind you'd have starved to death long ago if you hadn't had it. Whose fault is it that they're still out here? Their fault. They could have already been over there. But they want to leave the land of just enough and go back to the land of not enough. Don't they? Somebody say dumb, dumb, dumb. Not smart. Go to Deuteronomy 6. How about let's say, and not us? Not us. I don't want to go back. Somebody needs to say it out loud. I don't want to go back. I'm not going back. How about this next part? I'm not staying where I am. I'm thankful for where God has brought me from. I am. And man, just enough is a mountain above, not enough. But God's got something even greater, even better than always having your needs met. God's got something even better than always having your bills paid. He's got something even better. What is it? More than enough. surplus. All your stuff paid and ability. Freedom. Control. When you can have your own, you can run it the way the Lord leads you. Not the way some unbelieving owner tells you you have to. When you got your own, you don't have to ask people, can you? When you got your own ability, your own money, your own stuff, your own buildings, your own vehicles, your own equipment, you're free. I said you're free. And you have ability. Free, not just to do your own thing, free to do what He tells you to do. What the Lord tells you to do. Do you want that kind of freedom? That kind of ability? The Lord speak to you. You get up one morning. You're not working three jobs because you don't need to. Instead of working 9 days a week, you work three half days. And you're making 10 times what you used to. Working all week. So you can get up in the morning. And instead of rushing with the traffic, you can pray for 2 hours. And the Lord show you and tell you, so-and-so is having a rough time. And they need some help and they need some encouragement. I want you to go over there. And I want you to pay off those bills for them. And I want you to encourage them for 3 days. And you can. You can. You got the health. You got the strength. You got the freedom. You got the time. You got the money. You got the stuff. Come on, are y'all listening to me? Say, do you desire this at all? You can't do that living in Egypt. You can't go anywhere except where the unbelieving boss says you can go. Even if you wanted to, you got nothing to do it with. You can't do it in the wilderness. Because you got enough to pay your bills, but you got nothing else. You got nothing more. What's Canaan land? Deuteronomy 6:1. What's Canaan land? Deuteronomy 6:1. You got not enough, and then there's a big step up. Whew. Just enough. It's a great place compared to not enough. But there's another place. There's another place. Another place called Canaan's land. More than enough.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Abounding Ability, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me